Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even when your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame is not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name.
Graham, is that verse 19 there?
That's 19. Is that right. It?
Okay. Yeah, that was lovely. Thank you. So, who do you think you are? I've come up with a way of saving the BBC some money. Really have. It's to cut down on research. It's to cut down on filming for the programme in far-flung places and having to pay experts. We don't need to go to archive records. We don't need to go and interview people. What we need to do is to go to the authoritative source to find out who we are. That authoritative source is the one that Graham's just read from. It's the Bible. Yes, I think it is important to have a view about ourselves, to know what we think of ourselves. Hopefully not too high, hopefully not too low. It's not unimportant to know what others think about us, but obviously we all have different perspectives and biases. What's much better is to ask the Maker, our loving Heavenly Father. Who does our loving Heavenly Father say that we are? And throughout the Bible, there's just so much we could just dip into. They say in no particular order. We are made in his image. We are wonderfully made. Made in his image, that's right back to Genesis. Wonderfully made, we've just heard that verse 14. I tend to think every time we see a newborn baby, you think, oh, wow, isn't he or she amazing? And then maybe something, oh, doesn't he look like his mother? Doesn't he look like his father? Hopefully that's something that should be said about us. Wow, aren't they amazing? Aren't they beautiful? Don't they reflect, aren't they like their mother or their father? Aren't we, hopefully, in many ways, like our loving Heavenly Father. Secondly, we are chosen and valuable. In Ephesians, we read that we're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So when we're asked the question, who are you? Maybe our answer was to do with our skills, our experience, our opportunities, what we do in church, what we do in the community, what we do in our employment. But perhaps more of our identity is in what our calling is from God, to do good works. Another verse from 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. So this is to us as individuals, and this is to us collectively. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So next time you're asked, who are you? Well, you can perhaps give that as part of your answer. And then thirdly, and I recognise we could go on and on and on, and you'll have hopefully many other things on your mind, of Bible verses that you can think about. We are deeply loved and adopted. That's Romans 8:17. We're heirs and co-heirs with Christ. I don't know what my earthly inheritance will be. Perhaps I shouldn't really think about it too much. I forgot to ask my mother that question. But I do know that I'm loved. I do know that I'm part of her family. I do know that, although she didn't give an answer, I do know that in many ways I am like her and like my dad, good or bad. So, reading from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. See what a great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And this is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Who do you think you are? You're a child of God. Amen.